Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The Great Depression of the 1930s hit Utah harder than most states. Between 1932 and 1940, Utah's unemployment rate averaged 26% and reached a high of 35.8% in 1933. Only three other states in the Union suffered more severely. The federal government met this national economic crisis with a series of programs dubbed the New Deal, and its relief efforts were extensive in hard-hit areas like Utah. Per capita federal spending in Utah during the 1930s was ninth in the nation, and the percentage of Utah workers employed on federal relief projects was far above the national average. For every dollar Utahns sent to the nation's capital in taxes, the government sent back $7 through various New Deal programs. Many of these programs involved building construction, and the 1930s and early 40s saw 233 public facilities built in Utah with federal dollars. One such building was the Minersville City Hall in Beaver County, which was constructed in 1935 to house the town's municipal offices, post office, library, and Daughters of the Utah Pioneers Camp. To save costs, stone for the hall was brought from the nearby Murdoch Academy, which had been standing vacant for more than a decade. Crews employed by the Civilian Conservation Corps dismantled one of the buildings and hauled the stone to Minersville. To the north, in Brigham City, the Box Elder High School Gymnasium was one of 20 school gyms built in Utah during the 1930s. Its construction provided employment not just for Brigham City laborers, but for the architects, the general contractor, the plumbing, heating, and ventilating contractors, the roofers, not to mention the city building inspector. Neither the Minersville City Hall, nor the Box Elder Gymnasium, nor for that matter the other 231 courthouses, city halls, fire stations, armories, and school buildings that went up in Utah during the Depression would have been possible without New Deal assistance. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.